It's Full Metal Jackie. Very happy to say that on the show with us tonight, we've got Rammstein guitarist Richard Z. Crispa. How are you?
I'm good. You did it pretty well, Crispa.
I tried.
Like all the energy on the one. Great. I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Happy to have you on the show. We're here to talk about your side project, Emigrate, and the new album, A Million Degrees, which is different from the previous Emigrate albums. Why is it important for you to reboot the style and sound of the band?
Well, I guess, you know, growing up in a system, you know, where you were basically censored and you couldn't really do what you want to do, and also being in a band for 20 years, which is kind of a closed kind of universe, you know, brings you to a situation where you want to try everything, you know, you try to be open as much as possible. Secondly, I think I grew up with two different worlds. On one hand, I was always like into those, you know, guitar rebellion kind of music just to turn off your parents. But I also really liked the kind of pop music, you know, when I was listening on the radio. And so I'm trying to get those two worlds together in a way, you know. And that's what I do, like, especially on that project. It's important for me that I really try to be open as possible and let everything flow through me what I like, and don't put myself in a corner where people expect certain things, like as is Rammstein, to just do what I like to do.
Richard from Rammstein on the show with us tonight from the latest album from Emigrate, which is called A Million Degrees. 1, 2, 3, 4. It's Full Metal Jackie. We've got Rammstein guitarist Richard Z. Crispa on the show with us tonight. And we're talking about his side project, Emigrate, and the new album, A Million Degrees. And Emigrate allows you to make music that doesn't fit the Rammstein mold. Why is having that creative diversity so important to you?
Well, it keeps me alive, you know. It keeps me in the band of Rammstein. I needed another outlet, you know, besides Rammstein, to fulfill my need to create. That's like the most important thing for me in my life, to create. If you ask me, the most important time or the most fulfilling time that I have is actually being in the studio, writing those tunes, getting those things together. And that moment when everything comes together, it's better than an orgasm. You know, that's like something that I love to do. And with Rammstein, I have to be in the team. I have to compromise. You know, I can't fulfill the vision that I have. So I needed this side project to just stay alive and to be in balance with myself.
Richard from Rammstein with us. His other band, Emigrate, has a new album out called A Million Degrees. And still to come, music from Metallica and Anthrax, a new tune from In Flames, Justice Weekly pick from The Pit, and more. It's Full Metal Jackie, Richard Z. Crispa from Rammstein on the show with us tonight. And we're talking about Emigrate. And just like the last Emigrate album, the new one has guest performances. This time, people from Ghost, Billy Talent, and Till, who's also in Rammstein with you. What influences your choice of musicians to collaborate with?
Well, basically, what I learned very early in my life as someone that plays music and writes songs is that a certain time when you create songs, a song starts to become a life of its own. And what you have to learn is to listen to the song, where the song will go. And for me, I developed like kind of a method where the song is basically telling me, you know, which singer he likes, kind of. You know, it sounds really spiritual and esoteric, but that's what I'm trying to do. I'm listening to the song very carefully, and the songs will tell me which singer he needs. And sometimes, obviously, it's just theory, you know, it doesn't really go together. For example, I had the song War, and I always felt like that Serge from System of a Down would be the perfect voice for that. And then he listened to the song, and he was very, like, energetic and very enthusiastic about the song. And then he called me back the next day and said, like, well, I don't know really what to do with that song. I think it's perfect like it is. And I took it like as someone that doesn't really have time or, you know, have something else better to do. And I told him, oh, just be straight with me. He's like, no, it's really, I really like the song as it is. Just leave it like it is. And that's what I did.
Richard of Rammstein with us on the show tonight. It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up, music from Pantera. Motorhead, Jamie Josta of Hatebreed checking in for Josta's weekly pick from the pit right after this. It's Full Metal Jackie. We've got Rammstein guitarist Richard Z. Crispa on the show with us tonight. And Richard, work on the next Rammstein album sounds like it was done in a more natural, collaborative fashion. Everyone all together at once. What's different about...
In the beginning, I wasn't convinced of actually doing another Rammstein record because it's so painful and like they're... You know, the last time we almost broke up doing that kind of procedure. And I was very, very nervous about. And we had, like, in the beginning, what we did, we took all the pressure away. We said, let's just get back together and let's do, like, maybe two or three songs. Let's see how that works. And then we started. And then I must say, something happened between us. I think while doing or getting back together, we kind of developed, like, respect and like some kind of, how could I say it, faith in each other, that all of a sudden I realized, well, that feels like the beginning that we had, and all of a sudden the circle was kind of closing, and it took us like 3 years actually to finish the whole thing, but I think what I was trying to do, what we were trying to do with Rammstein, was like try to get a little bit away of that Rammstein fire pyrotechnic. You know, I always felt like we needed to have a balance between that kind of thing and the music, where all of a sudden the fire was overshadowing the whole musical work of Rammstein. And what we try to do in the new Rammstein record is to bring that love of music above again. And I'm very, very happy. I'm satisfied about the result, and I'm also satisfied that we are kind of developed a working method that, you know, shows respect to each other. We listen, you know, we talk a lot, and that was a great experience.
Richard of Rammstein with us. It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. New music from Soilwork, Iron Maiden, and more with Richard. It's Full Metal Jackie, Richard Z. Crispa of Rammstein and Emigrate on the show with us this evening. The new Emigrate album is called A Million Degrees. Let's talk about Rammstein for a second. Rammstein set a record for ticket sales for next summer's European tour. What's the commonality that makes Rammstein popular in so many different countries?
Well, that's what I said. I think it's a visual explosion, even though that you don't, if you don't really into that music, it gives you a visual satisfaction that you don't really have in other, you know, rock bands. You know, we combine so many visual effects with the music that, you know, in a theater opera way that nobody else has that. They try to do it, but somehow Rammstein managed to bring it on a certain level that it's hard to top, actually. You know, we're right now thinking of, like, what can we do, like, in stadium that, you know, is as the same top that we had, like, and any other shows that we had or the other tours. And it's almost like, you know, you have a big bag full of stuff and you can't get rid of it. You're stuck in a way, you know, and it's very hard, you know, to fulfill that need.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Richard from Rammstein on the show with us again. His Emigrate Project has a new album out called A Million Degrees. Quick break. Up next, we're going to check out a new tune from Soilwork, and we'll be hearing from a member of Death Clock for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. It's Full Metal Jackie, Richard Z. Crispa of Emigrate and Rammstein on the show with us tonight. We're talking about the new Emigrate album, A Million Degrees. And Richard, you grew up in East Germany under a socialist government. What was the importance of being exposed to American music when you were living in that environment?
Well, you know, I was grounded a lot. So for me, you know, music in general, you know, if it was like Australian music or English music or American music, was the only escape that I had doing, like, or sitting like there, you know, for weeks. And so for me, like, rock and roll was kind of like the freedom to escape. You know, that's like the first memory I have, you know, and besides of, you know, trying to rebel, you know, against, you know, the system or parents or other people that think different, you know. But most importantly, it was an escape for me.
Full Metal Jackie Richard from Rammstein on the show with us tonight. The new Emigrate album is out. It's called A Million Degrees. And Richard, I read you talking about the new Rammstein album and that's probably going to be coming out in April. What can we expect beyond that?
And then we've been on tour for probably the next 3-4 years, you know. And like we start like with the first European tour, then probably we come to America, and then we go to Australia, and probably we go back to Europe. It's going to be a lot of touring, basically. And we're also like preparing ourselves for doing like some videos. We want to shoot like probably like 5 videos for the new Rammstein record. And besides that, I'm probably always in the studio and always write some new songs or trying different things. So I'm always, you know, if I'm not on tour, I'm always like in the studio writing anyway.
Well, it looks like there's a lot of exciting stuff to come in 2019. So looking forward to all of it. Thank you so much for taking the time to be on the show, Richard.
Thank you, Jackie.
Full Metal Jackie, music from Iron Maiden, Children of Bodom, and more after this.